Welcome to Life and Fatherhood, the podcast where new dads like you find community, insight, and practical tips to navigate the incredible journey of fatherhood. I'm your host, Lonzo Williams Jr., and I'm here to bring you valuable conversations with fellow dads who share their wisdom and experience. Whether you're looking for advice, inspiration, or just a place to connect with other fathers, you are in the right place. Ready to dive in? Let's get started.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Life and Fatherhood. I am your host, Alonzo Williams Jr., and today I have an awesome episode that I know is going to be very beneficial to not only you, but your little ones, okay? But before I get into it, just want to start off by saying that we are going to be expecting, well, we're already in the process of revamping Life and Fatherhood as a platform. So one thing you're going to notice is we are most definitely doing some change-ups for the website, the social media, as far as like my Instagram and Threads, still there. You can always, you know, look at my content there. I'm going to be revamping the blogs, just the whole nine. So be on the lookout for that. Coming back new and improved with all of that there, okay? Now, let's go ahead and get into it. Today's episode is something that, you know, like I said before, is going to be very beneficial to you and your little one. It has to circle around gratitude. You know, just to give you guys a quick story, I was thinking about, you know, a situation where, you know, my son, he's in this toddler phase where he asks why a lot. You know, he's like, why? And everything that he sees, you know, whether it's food or a toy, you know, if he sees his little brother playing with an old toy that he hasn't picked up in, you know, months, but he's playing with a brand new toy that his mom just brought him, he will literally, you know, put that toy down and go over to, you know, the old toy that his little brother's playing with and say, no, this is mine. I want this toy. Of course, that's a teaching moment, right? I would kind of get on him about it, say, hey, you know, you're already playing with this toy. Let your brother play with that toy. But, you know, after, you know, he calms down and does all of that, I would sit back and I would think, I'm like, okay, this is actually a really, really, really great lesson of, you know, just being grateful for what you have. Because he has a brand new toy, hasn't even played with, but yet he's so focused on what his little brother has, right? And like I said, this is something that we all deal with just as human beings. You know, we get so caught up on what the other person has, whether it's status, whether it's better finances, better material goods, heck, even better relationships. We get so caught up on what the next person has that we don't take the time to really just stop and recognize that we've been blessed with something too. We've been given something too, you know? And so, you know, I most definitely had to come on here and share that with you all and just, you know, take the time of just not only talking about my thoughts, but also just encouraging you to tell you something I'm sure you heard before. You know, be grateful for what's yours, be grateful for what you have. But I'm not just gonna get on here and just say that, but also I want to implement some practical tips that I've been practicing with my own children. And hopefully, you know, these will bless you just like how they've blessed us. All right. And so, let's go ahead and talk about some practical ways to teach gratitude. Here's a simple method I found that's been very effective. And that is a gratitude journal. Yep, that's right. Even for toddlers. You don't need anything fancy. Just a piece of paper, right? Each night, you know, my son and I, this is something that we recently started doing. We will sit down and we just write out what it is that we're grateful for, right? Of course, I'm the one writing. I'll say, hey, okay, buddy, what were you grateful for today? If you had a popsicle, right? Oh, I'm grateful for the popsicle. Okay, there we go. What else? You know, play with his brother. You know, they didn't fight. Okay, all right. Play with your brother. Didn't get into it. Okay, you're going to write that down. Now write down what I'm grateful for today, for that day. You know, whether it's, you know, me making a sale or getting a good workout in or just whatever it may be, right? Spending quality time with mama, whatever it is, we write it down together. Like I said, it puts both of us in that mind frame of, you know, we've been given something today that we can be thankful for before we even go to sleep, right? And so that's most definitely something that, you know, it's simple, but even with that, it's also a way of bonding with the child. And so we'll definitely want to pass that on so that we can try with your little one and see what that brings forth in y'all's relationship. You know, another way to foster gratitude, of course, role modeling. Kids watch everything that we do. You know, they see us express gratitude, whether they're saying a thank you to a, you know, cashier, or, you know, being appreciative, you know, at home, you know, thanking, you know, your spouse, your partner, for what they do around the home. They pick up on that. You know, every time, you know, my wife would cook dinner, lunch, or whatever, I'm making a point to let her know that I am thankful for that. You know, especially on a day where she doesn't have the energy to do that, you know, being around two toddlers, I make it a point to say, babe, thank you for this. You know, thank you for this meal. I do appreciate it. And wouldn't you know it, that's something that both of my kids start picking up on. Whenever she gives them something, they'll say thank you. And so they say, thank you, mama. Thank you, mama. So, you know, once again, that's something, you know, if you haven't already, be sure to implement. Okay. And let's see. Of course, the other method of teach your kids gratitude, you know, the age-old method, which is storytelling. You know, having books on gratitude and then explaining to your children, you know, of course, talking to them about it. That's, you know, just one of the easiest and best methods to really get them to understand and wrap their mind around being thankful and being grateful. You know, we read a lot to our children, and so we have a lot of books on gratitude. You know, of course, it's still a concept that's still very new to them, you know, just because of their age. But even just getting a book that touches on gratitude, they just send out saying, hey, you notice in this book, little Timmy was grateful that he, you know, got a new bike for Christmas. You know, if you were Timmy, how would you feel if you got a new bike for Christmas? Something like that, right? Doesn't have to be extravagant. Doesn't have to be too big. Doesn't have to be, you know, over the top. You know, it's always about those little things. The little things make a great difference. All right. And so I want to thank you all for taking this time to tune in to another episode of Life and Fatherhood. Once again, don't forget to follow me on my socials, Alonzo Williams Jr. on Threads and Instagram. I do appreciate you all tapping in, listen to me, you know, share my thoughts and give advice that I think will be very valuable to you and your family. But until next time, you all take care. Thank you for tuning in to Life and Fatherhood. I hope today's episode gave you some valuable insight and new ideas for your own fatherhood journey. For more tips, blogs, and downloadable resources to support your wellness and leadership at home, visit lifeandfatherhood.com. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review if you enjoy the show. Until next time, keep leading and embracing every moment of fatherhood.